This is the minister. This is the one episode. My name's G-Money.
And Young.
Ashley.
Big C. What's going on, guys?
I didn't tell you guys. I think only told Ashley. But, yo, I became an uncle again last week.
Yeah.
Serious?
My sister, King Salem. The day we were recording the podcast, yeah, that morning. Yeah.
So this is now two.
Got a little nephew. Yep. Yeah, baby number two.
So is this like niece and a nephew now?
Yeah. And nice. Interestingly, it's the same patterns as my sister and I and our parents, because my sister is 3 years older than me, and now my niece is 3 years older than my nephew.
It's been 3 years already.
Imagine.
Wow.
I'm telling you, bro.
Because that kid was born, the podcast was actually a year old or so.
Do you know how this podcast is like? It has so many landmarks, right? Mm. Bro, the day you went for the wedding, we were in the G's house recording the show. You had a suit.
Yeah. My sister's wedding. Yes.
Like we saw you go for the wedding. Yeah. Imagine.
Now
she's filled the planet.
Bro, she's crazy, man. Yeah.
We've really seen like.
But you know,
I was
saying, like, if I was an alien.
Man, Ashley, I can't wait for you to be pregnant, bro.
Kai.
God forbid. Bro, not anytime soon.
Do you know? Is that your game at the club?
Do you know? No. That is going to be our son or daughter, bro.
Ours.
Let me tell you, that guy over there trying to pay hospital bill. You were like, you.
Even the father will come and be like, hey, the mics are open before the legs are open.
I feel like this. Wow.
No.
You guys are the biggest cock blockers on right now.
Yo, bro.
No, listen.
This right here, the whenever suit, is the biggest cock blocker of my life.
Let me tell you.
All the men are like, okay, I'm not about to deal with all this.
Any man who's about to marry Ashley, just know you're married to a family.
Damn,
we don't play.
This is some mafia
Will Smith
shit.
And Martin Lawrence and Bad Boys.
Yeah, exactly.
When somebody's trying to take their daughter out on a date, bro.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? It's the biggest cock block. Oh, I appreciate it.
But can you
though.
Imagine if Ashley came, like,
bros.
Let's say if Ashley had, like, dated somebody, like, on the scene or something, right? Mm-hmm. And she came into the studio one day, she's in tears. And, oh, this person, the beat down that person would get. Like,
beat down what? Special this podcast
now
ever.
Now you do anything.
Yo, this.
If I swear to God, if you do something about it, then I'll know you don't love Calvin. You should give her the same courtesy you gave Calvin.
What do you mean?
Ashley, are we recording the podcast or not? We don't care about it.
Don't ever forget.
I saw his soul leave his body.
Yo, you guys are lying, man. You know me.
Are we recording or not?
Don't ever get it twisted. Me, I'm the fifth letter of the alphabet.
What's
sixth?
E.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
G.
G. Me, there's nothing like that ever happened. You guys don't have it on camera.
You are heartbroken.
Bro.
It's on the podcast.
I'm not fucking spoken about it, yeah?
There was an episode. It's on the pod. But we said to you, hey, do you want us to continue? Like,
yeah.
I said to you, I was dying inside. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to find that episode.
Jeez, bud.
Oh, my gosh.
Man,
so
why did I have to fucking get heartbroken?
Also, you're talking about all your heartbreaks on the podcast.
No.
That was
a deep one, man.
Calvin loves so deeply, though.
Bro, that was... Yo, fam, listen. You know, here's the thing, right? You know, like... system updates and computers, right?
Wow.
Like, you know, like there's versions of Microsoft computers that were very buggy, like Windows 10. The beta version was quite sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, I'm on like Windows, what do you call it? 11. Mm. Stable as fuck now. There's nothing that's penetrating this shit.
Eh?
You know what I mean? Yeah,
guys,
that's how it is.
Come on, man.
But I think we've all spoken about heartbreaks on the podcast.
There's no prizes for being tough,
see,
you know.
You don't get heartbroken out here.
No.
Fam,
no.
Let me tell you.
Hey.
No,
Ashley, DST commands it.
That wasn't a heartbreak.
Guys, so let me ask you guys this. Do you guys think like I'm a cheapskate or something, right? What I did this past Saturday, this Sunday, right? So I was like, yo, I'm feeling very meaty. I was telling you, right? So I was feeling like,
you're in the mood for.
So I was like, yo, because I'd been doing this whole vegetarian thing, so I've really missed meat, right? So I was like, you know what? Let me go Fogo, right? So shouting out to all the guys who used to be by the gate at Galana Plaza.
Right.
Bumped into them. They're like, "Tuna naga jia kipita apa." I'm like, yeah, okay. Dope, said hi to them. So, you know, at Fogo, they'd be like...
The restaurant, huh?
The restaurant, right? So they're like, if it's green, go. Yeah. Pour me this ostrich, what? When they put it on red, stop, right? Mm. So this guy is at some point, yo, I was ready to eat, bro. Then at some point, I'm just like, nah, this shit is too much. But I had meat on my plate. So I'm like, yo, let's take it to go. My guy said, no.
You can't
do that.
You have to eat the Brazilian steak here.
Yeah. But me, I told him, listen, I've paid. I want my food.
Damn.
Well,
the title of this is Calvin was forced to eat Brazilian meat.
Yo.
Wow.
What does that sign at the outside of the gate? You can't beat our meat.
Yeah.
Well, I beat their meat.
So what happened now?
Did you carry it?
No, they carried it. I carried it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was only based upon of the fact of who you are, though, right?
They don't know me.
Are you sure about that?
So what did you tell them?
I was just like, yo, fam, listen. I'd it wasn't like excess. It was like maybe 5 extra, like a piece of chicken, some ribs, and like a piece of turkey, like 4 of them.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, yo, bro, let me.
Variety.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Z, you have a big event coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
What time does it start, by the way?
Starts at 7 o'clock.
Those open at 7. Afrobeats versus dancehall.
Afrobeats versus dancehall versus Afrobeats.
I'm coming to wind my waist.
I'm excited because I sense that the dancehall fans have been starved.
Hey.
They've been starved.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about it is the dancehall guys have been starved, but Afrobeats is going to win.
Well, we already had this debate initially.
No, I'm just telling you. Because the thing about it is, I think that people look at the excitement of dancehall and whatever. But fam, I, as a DJ, behind the microphones, behind the decks, I see what Afrobeats does for people. Like, I've seen, I don't want to mention any particular songs.
The vibes.
But I've seen what happens when you drop because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but there's a particular song that's really hot right now. When you drop it, there's nothing dancehall can do that's going to be able to beat that buzz.
Bro, you're not even letting guys know what's on your playlist. Eh? You're like,
guys,
don't let
guys, remember, I'm playing first, by the way.
And you're Team Afrobeats.
I'm Team Afrobeats.
Yeah.
Remember, the irony.
Remember, guys right? have...
Yeah.
Guys are excited. I know that night, guys are going to drink so much. It's going to be... such a celebration of just good vibes.
Oh yeah, therefore.
Ticket like sales that. Have been amazing.
You and Robo and Heno?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy lineup.
Robo's looking forward to it. Heno's looking forward to it. Grouch is looking forward to it.
Ewa and Grouch.
When's Robo here?
Robo comes in, by the time you hear this podcast, he'll be in on Thursday.
But I see what you're talking about, especially as a DJ. You don't get the crowd driven by anything the way Afrobeats drives the crowd. And of course, it's the women who are there for
fam,
the Afrobeats,
you know, like
man.
In inboxes, people are saying, I hope you guys don't ignore Francophone. Falie Poopa. And all that stuff. Bro, come on. Gaon Magic System.
Hey, that's a classic, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, dancehall will get their forwards, but once you've played Pool Party... If I those old 2012 tunes, you can't play no Skilly Bang. No one cares.
Skilly
Bang. You'll play Skilly Bang. Andy, me, and
Neville.
Three other people will go mad.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I'd want to see if some reggae would be dropped and how that's going to affect
the reggae,
energy.
Reggae
in the
is
room.
Their secret weapon.
So I feel like for Afro, Amapiano is the secret weapon.
But how? Okay.
Yeah, reggae for dancehall.
Why would they do that, though?
But
they're just going to try and use it as their secret weapon.
But think about it, though. Just think about it from... I want you to, like, take away dancehall versus whatever. I'm thinking about it going to a musical event where you know exactly what's on the menu. Like, you know what's on... So if you're coming there, you know what's on the menu. Yeah. I think it's going to be an amazing experience.
It's going to be fire, man. I'm well done for that.
What time are you playing? What time is it set?
Timings.
So the timings, the flyers will all be out later on today, but so far it's like Mr. Fab starts at 7,
nice.
Then DJ Wanyama starts at 9, and then I go on from 11 till 12, Robo's from 12 till 1,
nice.
Grouch is from 1 till 2, and Heno's from 2 till 3.
All right.
Hey, man.
So we know we're going to be
Let me tell you, can I just say, guys, and like for the team and for anyone listening to us, guys, me, I'm going to drink.
Yay!
Me, I'm going to drink, but I'm tired. It's been a very short. I'm going to drink, bro. Like.
Man, you know, it's going to be one of those gigs. I don't know. I'll have to duck early, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got to walk on Friday, Sunday morning.
Ooh.
Yeah? Too bad.
I'm walking for the kids.
I know you, bro. That walk.
I have a game on Sunday, bro. Yo,
for me,
basketball, yeah.
Yeah, man.
But so
yeah,
fam, me, I'm not driving.
Let's just turn up, bro.
Yeah, me, I'm going to have a good time, man. I'm going to drink.
Bruh, one of them ones.
Do you drink? Do you drink? Huh?
Ooh, good question. No, what do you drink?
What are you doing this weekend?
Hey.
We have a party.
Do we need to leave the room, guys?
NSK.
Ashley, Calvin.
We'll talk. Anyway, sorry. This is us talking to the DSTV people. We are partying this weekend. I don't care what no one says. I'm here to have a good time.
Yeah, man.
I'm a very kind drunk, so if I get high, I'll end up buying everyone drinks.
I'm going to be with you consistently.
If you see me wearing new sneakers on Monday, don't ask any questions. You don't ask any questions.
Yeah, so
love it. All right.
That's your mini-sode, man.
Bye. Yep.
See you on Saturday, hopefully.
Adios.
Toodles.